The feeling of coming into close contact with beauty, or even with the mere act of looking at beautiful things, is a profound and formative experience. Welcome to this episode of Design Dreams by Moi. My name is Cristina Celestino, I'm architect, designer, and I work also as creative director and founder of my own studio. I grew up in the countryside, surrounded by an abundance of lush nature. I used to spend time beneath the bushy trees. When I discovered that some of those trees produce resin, I started collecting and shaping this resin into small sculptural objects, which I could hold in the palm of my little hand. Not unlike most little girls, growing up I wanted to become a dancer or a painter. I don't dance anymore, but I still enjoy drawing and painting very much. And even today, drawing and painting is still a very important part of my creative process. My passion for design drives me to shape and try to give substance to the vast amount of information around me every day. I approach my work with an open mind, and I draw inspiration from a wide range of subjects and things. In my creative process, I make a lot of research, I draw, I exchange ideas, I listen, and I pour my expertise into every interior design project or product design or art direction. I listen and observe carefully. I take time and connect with the space around me, appreciating even the smallest of details. I work to unravel the complex layers of time within. I believe my designs stand out. They have a certain discipline that is both decorative and compositional. In contemporary spaces, I get mostly carried away by the light, the colors, and its reflections. My work shows particular sensitivity to the use and combination of colors, and a skillful structuring and layering unconventional materials. A great example of this is my personal take on a collection of terracotta tiles and wall covering. I'm obsessed with geometry, and I draw inspiration from historical and traditional sources. I like to change scale and develop new conceptual and decorative standards. My life is quite wonderful, but it's also hard work. I take pride in what I've achieved, but I also know that my success is not just the result of creative intuitions and expertise. My work keeps me in close contact with the client, with my team, from the artisan and craftsman to my closest co-workers. You could say my career is incredibly fulfilling, but it is also the product of unwavering commitment and dedication. Design in the last decade is becoming more and more complex, and design is also a multidisciplinary field. It must constantly evolve to meet the ever-changing needs of our world. I find it hard to make predictions as we navigate a time of constant change. We are seeing how interaction between nature, climate, communications, and even AI and their impact on human experiences are creating a sense of disorder. There is a lot of doubt about what lies ahead. That is why I believe it's very important for individuals to engage in deeper conversations, to talk about the critical issues that affect the well-being of our world. By taking a more constructive and thoughtful approach, I think we can avoid the pitfalls of implementing last-minute solutions. I love to quote Joseph Brodsky: "On the whole, every new aesthetic reality makes man's ethical reality more precise. For aesthetics is the mother of ethics." I like to listen to Italian music from the 70s and 80s, and Mattia Bazzar would be a good example. That was a time of experimental freedom, when sounds and themes took a sharp turn compared to the 60s. Our home is filled with vinyls from those years, and I believe that my passion for furniture can be retraced to the same time. About the 80s and about art, I love the artwork of the artist Tanu Festa called Coriandoli. To me, this colorful artwork, different in shapes and mediums, carry a very powerful meaning as they represent the complexity of our world in a truly unique and iconic way. I'm also fascinated by the period preceding the 40s, because it was a time when you could be rooted in a classic culture and at the same time be fully immersed in the contemporary world. It was a time of great cultural and architectural experimentation. If you ask me, the mere act of walking through a city is one of the best ways to recharge and to find inspiration. What could commonly be perceived as marginal details brings a great meaning for creative people, and often becomes a starting point for my creative process. During one of my walks, I would stop on the entryways of a palace from the 60s and be inspired by its decorative details and geometries. According to me, Moi embodies the power of turning ideas and dreams into realities. It smoothly blends different objects, pieces of furniture and aesthetic approaches into an harmonious, almost dreamlike ecosystem. A life extraordinary, immersed in the everyday life. A tiny miracle, in fact.